I only just found out the news this morning, but apparently Queensland won on Wednesday night, which is just incredible. But they've done it again. 11 series in 12 years. Cooper Cronk was a big part of the victory through the series, and especially on Wednesday night, he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Cooper.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Oh, look at you. Yeah, we're okay.
Well done, mate.
Yeah. 22 origins for you. Do you rank them at all? And if so, where does the one on Wednesday night come up?
It ranks highly. If you look back, you know, over the 22, I'd probably look Darren Lockie's last game, Petro's, Hodjo's last game as well, and obviously Jonathan didn't play the other night. But in terms of, you know, the build-up and just the whole grand moment that the Origin 3 was, with a few guys out, with Jonathan, Matt Scott, Greg Inglis, Darius Boyd. There was a bit of pressure on us, and New South Wales were the dominant team throughout the series. But to put a performance like that at Suncorp Stadium in a decider, I think, made a lot of people proud, and a lot of the players were very much enjoying the occasion.
Well, you mentioned all those blokes having their last games, Cooper, so that's the segue. Was it yours?
I don't know about that, because at about 10:15 after the game, every media person was asking for a decision, so... the idea was to let the Origin unfold and get through that and focus on that. So let's just say now I've got some time up my sleeve to do some thinking. And, I also said after the game as well, it's pretty hard to walk away from moments like that. You think about being a kid watching Origin football on TV and then to go out there and actually be a part of it and feel the atmosphere and the adrenaline running through the veins as you run out in the field, and the emotion surrounding the victory, it was a pretty special night.
Mm. If you haven't made your mind up yet, what are you putting a timeline on yourself, Cooper, because of what another club might have to do to accommodate you? And if so, also, what are the factors that come into play when making that decision?
No, there's no timeline. I said that from the start. Yeah, the first thing for me is to whether I've got to find out whether I want to play on or not. If clubs need to move the jigsaw puzzles around to fit them around the roster for next year, that's not going to sway my decision. In terms of a timeline, no, there is no real timeline. I really haven't engaged in any conversations up until this point. I'll work out those conversations and if I want to play on in the next period of time, but no, I don't have a timeline. So, there's a little bit of thinking to do. There's some information gathering, but we'll work that out.
We will get back to the game. But if you did play on, mate, at the club level, would you still play for Queensland or would you just play club footy and maybe not rep footy?
Yeah, again, that's another layer of the the conversation. Playing club football is obviously, the decision around that will be because I still want to play a bit of a love for the game and you still want to compete and go out there and do it. In terms of the Origin stuff, if you're playing National Rugby League, the idea is to play for Queensland and for Australia. And this year, a massive year for the representative arena. Origin is massive beast this year. It seems to get bigger and bigger each year. And then you've got the World Cup at the end of this year as well. So a lot of football, very exciting. But I'd love to have an answer for you guys, but I just don't have it at the moment.
Okay.
All right, well, answer me this one. There was a great group hug, a shot of you with Cameron Smith, and then Billy Slater came in after the game. And the emotion was there for all to see. The emotion of Cameron Smith, I think, speaking about Jonathan Thurston in the presentation was there for everyone to see. And watching the game with Matt Ballon on Wednesday night, he talked about the fact that it's not only that you're close, but it's the really emotional moments that you've been through as a group. Is it hard to explain that bond that you have with those guys because of what you've done with Melbourne and with Queensland and Australia, Cooper?
Yeah, it really is hard to describe. If you think about it, Cameron grew up in Logan, Jonathan grew up in Sunnybank, and I grew up in Runcorn. And they're all 25 minutes south of Brisbane City. Kids that were all 34 this year. Billy obviously grew up in northern Queensland and made the trip down, and so to have these storylines, Cameron and Jonathan played against each other when they were 10. And for us Melbourne players to arrive at Brisbane North in 2001 all together, it does. You have nights out together, you have fun moments, you play football together, you achieve things, guys get married, guys have kids, and you share in all those moments. So after the siren goes in such an emotional game on Wednesday night, I suppose all those emotions come through. And you know, Cameron, myself and Billy have had some pretty special moments together. And you know, those guys inspire you to keep playing. They're tremendous people on and off the field. And you know, normally success follows good people. And there's no doubt that you know, Jonathan, Cameron and Billy have had success because they're good people and also they work hard for it.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Cooper Cronk, the star for Queensland, or one of the many stars for Queensland on Wednesday night. Cooper, it was beautifully executed, I thought, that wonderful cross-field kick. But then there's been speculation it was a fluke or it came off your shin. Now, tell us the truth. Is it exactly what you wanted? Is it exactly where what you expected?
Yeah, I intended to do the kick. I probably didn't mean to kick it so low and hard because I was probably worried about Josh Dugan taking the intercept and running the length. So normally I put a little bit more height and trajectory on it. But no, once I went to the line, I knew that Blake Ferguson thought that I was going to kick short. And then I didn't get any pressure from the inside. So that allowed me to run further to obviously bring him further in. And we practice those things, but I can tell you what, sometimes it doesn't work. They spray about 15 metres sideways and go dead on the full. So normally at training, they tend to come off. But in moments like that, you just got to fall back on your preparation and your training and execute it, and hopefully it comes off.
What's Cameron Munster like from a personality point of view? Because he goes into that game, like you say, one of the biggest game of his career. You might argue a grand final is bigger, but he just plays like he's playing in the backyard.
Yeah, well, you talk about a mindset and a comfortability in the arena. Young kids these days just seem to either have a really good ability to control their emotions or they just don't get caught up in it. And I think he goes in the category number two. I just don't think he gets caught up in it. He's very confident. He's got a belief in himself, which allows him to go into arenas like that and just play like he's playing in the backyard. But, he needs a lot of credit for the way that he played and handled the situation. But there was a lot of pressure on Kevin Walters and the selection panel leading into the game about the decision between him and Michael Morgan. So let's give Kevin Walters a lot of credit for picking Cameron Munster in the 5-8 position, because that's his most comfortable position. He's got Cameron, myself and Billy in and around him, Will Chambers, Tim Clasby. So, I think Kevin Walters needs a good pat on the back for that selection.
Cooper, you blokes are red-hot favourites to go on Melbourne Storm and win the comp. Who do you reckon you play in the grand final?
Look, it's obviously getting down to the business then, and the NRL seems to have a bit of a lull now after Origin, and then everyone ramps up leading into the final. So I think the Roosters have a really good list. I think some of their players are playing career best football. The Cronulla Sharks are a team that just never give an inch and they fight for every inch when they're out in the field. Manly are playing well. Brisbane Broncos are, once they get a healthy list back, they'll be thereabouts. So, we've got some games coming up in the next month that we need to really make sure that we iron out our creases and continue to do the things that we're doing well. And then let's hopefully put in a plan to be playing our best football once September and the weekend of October comes around.
About 65 minutes into that game on Wednesday night, we were looking for a scapegoat in New South Wales. We've probably settled as a state on Mitchell Pearce, amongst others. But I know you talk about Roosters players in form and you see them as a title threat, but what would you say to Mitchell Pearce? Any advice for him, 7-7?
Yeah, look, I don't know Mitchell all that well. Obviously, played a lot of football against him and known through a few different people at Roosters Football Club. But I think it's quite poor on people pointing the finger at Mitchell Pearce in particular. I think he's just an easy target. You have a look at some of the moments, particularly in the first two games. And yeah, maybe there were some questionable ones in the back end of the second game and in game three. But, for Jonathan Thurston to go out and do what he does, it's not just all on Jonathan. Yes, he's an intelligent and a great player, but he has the skill set of others around him. Gavin Cooper helps him out on that left edge. Cameron Smith does some terrific work. Billy Slade is a threat. And with a everyone doing their role and continual moving throughout the game, it just builds momentum and builds energy, everyone being on the same page. So to say that everything's up to Mitchell is a little unfair. I would suggest that Mitchell played his role and should have confidence in his Origin series this year. And, sometimes Origin just comes down to moments. And we speak about it in the Queensland setup all the time. We can't guarantee when that moment's going to happen. But when it does, make sure you're ready, make sure you're prepared, and there's more Maroon jerseys in the picture than there is New South Wales one.
Well, that's how it panned out on Wednesday night, Cooper. It is always tremendous to chat with you. We do thank you for your time. Enjoy the weekend off, if possible.
Yeah, can I just ask, Cooper, it was really interesting last year, Melbourne gave you and Cameron Smith a lot of time off after Origin, and your numbers at the back end of the year were outstanding all the way through to the grand final. What's the plan from Craig this year?
Well, we've done a different approach. If you have a look at the scheduling, normally we don't get buyers after Origin. Normally Melbourne Storm have the buyers leading into Origin. So that way we are rested at different stages from Monday to Friday and just play the game. But this year we've actually had some time off. You know, we've probably missed two games each. You know, you can include Billy and Will Chambers in those scenarios as well.
Sure.
I think the plan is to continue now. We've got the week off. We don't have to go back to training until Wednesday. We'll continue to train and play, but say in 3 or 4 weeks' time, if there's an opportunity to maybe with some sore bodies. Cameron plays a more of a physically demanding position than myself, and Billy's got a history of having some injuries. So maybe there's an opportunity, but I think this year we've taken a different approach and we've reaped the benefits from it at this stage of the year.
That's more bad news coming up for your opponents back end of the year. Hey, Cooper, thanks again, mate.
No worries, guys. Enjoy your day.
You too. Cooper Cronk, Melbourne halfback, Queensland Origin legend now. Cooper Cronk.